Jesse, this slap.
Tell me what's going on, what the fuck is up? Been on one hell of a run since the team clicked up. JC, no hundreds, Busby, and I am our team McFly, giving views from the lenses of our eyes. Ain't crossed no lines, never hopped no fence. Years on the grind, knowledge immense. Just speaking our minds about a world so dense. Now it's time to realign with some illogical sense.
Shut up.
He not even ready, man.
I'm ready now. Ready now, nigga.
What up, people? Episode 331.
331.
The Illies.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
2025. We missed a few years of that, but
we back.
We back. Uh-huh. Year's almost over, so you know what that means. Gotta give out some awards.
Yeah.
You know, we could play quick again, but you know. License.
Yeah, we ain't trying to get copyrighted.
You know, how the fuck y'all niggas doing?
Good. It's all wrapped up tech shit.
Right. I'm chilling, man.
How's you do on your project? Chilling.
Oh yeah. You get back yet?
No. I just turned I turned everything in, and I was like, freedom.
Freedom.
He just walked out that bitch like, yeah.
Yep. Like the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, for real.
Just like that.
And then froze in the air.
I was using it as a teachable moment to be a father. And I was like, oh, Giannis. I was like, yeah, daddy got another degree. And I was like, it's party time. I was like, you want to party? And I was like, he's like, yeah. And I was like, juice box is on you then. And then, and then he's still trying to comprehend what's going on, but he could tell something was going on. Because I'm like, here's the tab. And he's like,
whoa, 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 whoa.
Perfect timing for the music right there.
I know. Hey.
And I was like, and that is a teachable moment, son. Never agree to shit until you know exactly what the meaning is.
Right.
Shit.
But yeah, nah, it felt good.
That's what's up.
Felt good. Got that certification in paralegal studies with litigation, and now officially the AA in paralegal studies.
Right. That's what's up,
right,
man.
Right. For me, just worked, did a little bit of Christmas shopping, have to clean up the house a bit and start packing. I'm about to head out to the ATL, hope.
ATL, hope.
And you guys get the gammas?
Nah, I'll be honest with you. I got the rare airs earlier this year. Mm-hmm. They're the cream with red and blue. Mm-hmm. That was more my speed. The gammas, they dropped before, like in 2013, so I wasn't really tripping on, like.
Yeah.
I know that they changed a few things about them, but I didn't like them back then. Guess what? Still don't like them. Just not a fan, bro. Like, I don't know.
They got, well, they were sitting right in my, I had them in my grasp. Hell. But I let them go because guess what I found under retail?
What's that?
Kobe 9s and the teal.
Oh, yeah. That's what the fuck I'm talking about right there.
I was like, ooh.
See? Smart move. Good thing you didn't do that because I would have been talking shit not knowing that you got it.
Yeah. And then plus there's the J lineups in next year.
Next year is looking.
Yeah. I like the lineups better.
Looking like I'm about to spend some money.
Yeah. So.
Oh, by the way, over here we have.
I already introduced myself.
When did you do this?
I said, I'm Busby. I just didn't do nothing. And then I pointed at JC, like, how'd you do on your shit? Yeah. It's your turn.
Yeah, so we're not doing like a normal introduction type shit.
I'm Busby.
Big Busby problems.
Busby problems, Nico.
And over here is your boy, JC. No.
Yes. Hey, Mark Fly.
Wait, you just can put the two together and
Mark Fly. And our team.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, chilling like a villain. Right. Holidays are here every year. It does not feel like the holidays, but it's cold as fuck out this bitch.
Man.
It's disrespectful cold, but I like the cold, but not this fucking cold.
It's Game of Thrones cold.
The winter is here type of cold.
Yeah.
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 This is the Night King type of fucking cold, dog.
Winter Soldier is out there.
Winter Soldier.
Listen, man, I've been going to sleep with a fucking hoodie on lately. Like, it's bad.
I be wrapping myself in double blankets, man.
I'm saying.
You need to get a weighted blanket. You ever had a weighted blanket or slept with a weighted blanket before? I have once. That shit, boy. That shit feels good.
Yeah.
Had that once. I think a friend gave that to me once, but man, I felt good.
You feel like you're fighting demons in your sleep.
Hey.
Like, nah, bro, like, I know. You have the wrong dream.
Shit.
It'll fuck you up.
Yeah, I know, right? Other than that, I've been cool. Y'all been good.
Yep,
hope you guys have been good.
Yep.
You know, viewers, listeners, all that. Hope y'all having a great holiday season.
Indeed, indeed.
You know.
Hope it's better than Michigan.
Oof.
What's it, what's his name? Shamar Moore?
Shamar Moore?
Shamar Moore. Try to get his name right.
I hope it's better than him and his braids 20 years ago.
Yeah, so a report came out that the Michigan coach, the Michigan head coach, Sharon Moore, the one coach that was crying after Harbaugh left and after he won. That's that nigga. Anyway, it came in waves. First it said he got fired.
Yeah.
Effective immediately. We're like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. Niggas get fired every day.
But then it said he had inappropriate relations with assistant.
And I was like, here we go again.
Here we go again. Then it kept escalating. Like, oh, he knocked her up. Oh.
It wasn't just he knocked her up. It was with suspicions because he directly DoorDashed the plan B straight to campus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he did that. Like, everything that just kept coming out, I had to keep reading it. Like, this ain't a parody. He really did this shit?
Yeah, no, that was real
this
life.
Ain't NBA, this ain't NBA Centel.
This is satire. Yeah. This ain't no, yeah, oh,
which,
yeah,
Centel. Which, never wrong, just early.
Yes. And then when it just kept coming out and the stories just kept coming out, what we have here is this man had a whole affair. He had his mistress, he was working with his mistress, because he's married too. Mm-hmm. Worked with his mistress, knocked up his mistress, and then tried to sell the Plan B bill. And then I guess he broke up with her or some shit. That's what the story is saying.
More layers to it.
A lot more.
What's the other layer?
She was some form of an assistant on staff, making $58,000 for 2 years, and then the very
$45,000. It was specifically this, and there's a reason.
$45,000, uh-huh. And then immediately for the third year was making $90,000.
Yes, double that shit.
So yeah, that's right, because it was the increase was 55% when it got to that. Yeah. That's what the 55 was. So then it was 55% increase, and then she was terminated. So because there was an agreement that once she was terminated, there was going to be a payout, but he didn't honor the payout. Oh, she went and then said, well, I'm just going to tell everything that happened.
She
told everything that happened. So then he immediately after being fired,
I wish you were making this up. This really happened. People.
Went and broke into her residence and took out a butter knife and stuck it up to his throat and said, I'm going to kill myself because you ruined my life, bitch, and then threatened to kill her in after the process.
After he kills himself. make it make sense. Please.
Which, again, now we're dealing with a narcissist because his wording was, you ruined my life, as in he's not taking full responsibility for his own damn actions.
Like he didn't do shit.
Yeah. And then he left and went to his wife's house. And then threatened to kill himself there too?
No, I don't even think he made it, because by that point she had already I hate referring to her as the mistress. It was the former assistant had called the police at that point.
They said she still works there. That's what TMZ says.
She can't. She was already fired.
Yeah, she was already fired.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Because at that point, you understand, at that point she was already terminated. The reason why this all came out is because she was fired and she didn't get paid out.
Niggas, man. Then this man
caught the horny ghost. A bad case of the horny ghost.
And then the next day he's sitting in a fucking jail cell getting read his charges.
Oh man, so, it gets worse.
The reason why I brought up what we were talking about, why it was so cold, because somebody on social media brought up, they got him sitting in the cell like he's the Winter Soldier as he's being read the charges.
Right. Yeah, right.
And obviously Miranda rights are already read at that point, but you know what I'm saying? He's being read everything. He's just sitting there. And yeah, he had a job literally 24 hours earlier.
Getting ready for a bowl game or some shit, and not no bowl game no more.
Yeah.
And then
now they released him.
Man, I wish this was fake. I wish this was fake, what you about to tell me. Go on.
After they released him, well, while he was still in the cell, allegedly, an OnlyFans content creator had released messages from her DMs that he had been in the DMs throughout all this portion of time.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah. Well, when he got released, he went back into the DMs and sent threatening messages as if he wasn't just sitting in a cell, allegedly, because we don't know. But she sent a screenshot and then covered the message because this is allegedly some more evidence.
No,
that could be you. Like,
no, he
this
didn't
shit
do that.
Is just.
Tell me he didn't do bruh. That.
I'm saying allegedly because
I saw
at this
the picture,
point,
but I just wanted to.
Right. Because again, this isn't. This is. This could be a groundbreaking. Shit. Again, I have my paralegal.
Why
antennas
would you,
are up now, so we have to use correct terms
grammar,
now.
Yeah.
Yes. Allegedly. Yeah. The horny ghost strikes again.
And there were white women, too.
Well, the OnlyFans content creator was at least, she at least looks like she's at least biracial.
Yeah, she looked like she was biracial.
And his wife is white.
Yes.
And the assistant was white. And
yes.
Yes.
I don't know what to say to this. Like, Martine, don't make, it makes perfect sense. This nigga was horny.
Now, I wanna,
what can you say?
I want to explain something. College is a different, you know, there's just so many
definitely.
Schools to follow. So I'm not, I've never been one to say, this is my school. I'm, you know, this is the only school I follow.
Mm-hmm.
Martine and I are big followers of Oregon.
Mm.
I've come on this platform many of times and I've thrown up the U.
Miami, of course.
But I've
I'm
always
wearing Miami
been,
shoes as we speak.
Right. I've always been a big supporter of Michigan.
Same here, just for minor reasons.
But today, because of this nonsense and this bullshit, there's no surprise why I came in this type of color green. Michigan State colors.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is my anti-protest for that bullshit.
You know what's funny?
That this man just did, okay?
Before
that shit is wild.
Before the story broke, I watched that Netflix documentary, The Sign Stealer, about the sign. Dude, and I thought that was just overreacting. Like, man, you guys are just bitching about nothing. And then this shit breaks, and I was like, oh, shit. Okay, well, I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words.
Well, sign stealing is definitely a sin.
Yeah.
And that's not overreacting. I would whoop somebody's ass if I found out that they were doing some sign stealing and
what
it was.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, the sign stealing?
Yeah, I had no idea. I don't even know what the fuck that
okay,
is.
Okay, so you know how, remember how, I don't know if it's predominant now, but remember a decade ago when they would put the signs on the sideline?
Oh, okay, so they're talking about actual coaching sign stealing. Okay, I thought it was something other because like it made a sense. The way you said it, I was thinking
that's
it was like.
That's what they call it.
Like, no, I get that, but I mean, but the way that you were like. Saying it made it seem like it was something that had to do with like women or something like that. I was
that.
We're talking about like sign stealing within
the game.
Sports. I know what that is. All right, cool.
Yeah, no.
Like well versed.
Sports lingo.
Well versed, bro. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. No, I'll whoop somebody's ass if I found out there was some sign stealing. Because
he figured out how, because the old boy figured out like the other team's signs like for their plays
and shit.
Yeah.
And he was like a human.
Same shit goes on in baseball all the time.
Yeah, I was kind of just like, y'all trip about that? And then it was just a whole bunch of shit that happened.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, man.
Yeah, I saw it. I was just like, wow, y'all weird. That's what I thought to myself. Like, if you want to send the plays, just like send it like in the NFL. And now they're doing that shit now.
Wait, yes and no. They still do hand signs.
I know for defense I can understand, but for offense too?
They still do hand signs.
Yeah, because we got to remember college is a different.
Yeah, I get it.
And not only that, some people do both. And the one of them is the correct one. You don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
Like there's one dude that does like one sign. There's another dude that does another sign.
Yeah.
And then there's the coach in the quarterback's ear.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I root for about anywhere between 5 to 12 colleges throughout a year.
Mm.
Them fans in them stadiums don't.
Yeah, true.
They root for one.
Yeah.
And they pack them bitches out all year.
Yep.
Up to about 90,000, you know, per game.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Michigan, I think, has like the biggest stadium.
Yeah.
They call it the big house for a reason.
Yeah. Michigan's the biggest one.
Hmm.
They got to deal with
go figure.
Yeah. With all
and
this.
That's why Harbaugh left because he knew when the shit was coming down, he was just like, I'm out. Took the whole staff with him.
Yeah.
Went to the NFL, went to the Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, staying on football for a little bit.
No. We're going to stay here for a little bit.
Okay. What else?
What do you mean, what else? This is a big fucking job.
I mean, yeah. He ruined it for black coaches.
No, he didn't ruin it for black coaches.
I didn't look at it from that
What
angle.
I'm saying is this is a big fucking job. Remember, Lane Kiffin just left and got and and signed on already. So pretty much think of it, and I don't want to come across like, okay, we're just saying this because we're fans of this specific team, but pretty much think of the Lakers job opening when all the other coaches just signed on everywhere else as the playoffs are about to start. This is the equivalent of that.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
Like, right after Luka gets there and everything, like, there's things happening, and then the coach, there's a big scandal that takes place. And now it's a big wide opening. There's a lot of coaches that are pissed off about what occurred, because it's just like, I could have had that fucking job.
Yeah. And he was there for how many years?
Two?
2 years?
Including the interim? Because Harbaugh exactly just too left. Sure.
Yeah.
Harbaugh left, like,
two years ago.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He hasn't been gone long.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, he got them to a few bowl games, and then, you know, he got them to a few bowl games. Had good job, records.
Good effort.
Good job, good effort. But then you just couldn't keep your dick in your pants. And then if you go on his Instagram, it's a whole bunch of, like, IG models and shit he follows. Mm. Like, he gives no
fucks. That's a wild downfall.
It's a wild boy.
Because it's that's crazy. It's so public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And embarrassing.
I mean, that's the thing, too. It's an embarrassing standpoint, because how are you going to be a leader of young men and you can't show discipline?
It's like it's one of those things like, listen to what I say, not what I do.
Yeah.
That type shit. You know what I mean? Because like, if you follow what he does.
And the thing was, because I was looking on Twitter, and I'm seeing what people were saying from the inside. A lot of people already knew he was doing this shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of tweets that go back to at least a year.
Like, they knew they knew what he was doing. They always kept their mouth shut. Well, not their mouth shut, but they were saying it on Twitter. Like, no one's going to believe him. But they're like, oh, yeah, he's old girls going around, planning baby showers and shit.
Yeah.
Like
that. Wow.
He was that sloppy with it.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean, now, and that's the thing, too. Like, now the Michigan logo is now turned into a laughing stock, because when we see what we're used to seeing with the hypersexual posts on social media, people are just putting his image or the Michigan logo above it, like, damn. Oh, I'm tapped in. And it's like,
damn.
They look at his old tweets going to Diddy parties and shit like that.
Shut up.
From 2018.
He said other shit that he doesn't see color when it comes to race and shit.
Yeah, so they're pulling all those ones
okay.
up.
That's stupid. Like, I'm sorry.
It goes to when you see who he's married to, who he's attracted to.
I mean, I get you, but to say that out loud is dumb as hell.
I get it. That's what he said. He said it out loud. I didn't.
Like, no, I know. I know.
Shit. It's bad for that boy. I mean, God bless. Man, I don't know what you're going to do. You're probably going to get a podcast or something. What they all do.
If you don't go to fucking jail
again,
like, for good, like, just because he's out are just the charges. Just because they let you go, he's still got arraignments and everything.
And he's black. Yeah, it's a wrap.
They're gonna make an example out of that motherfucker.
Or just leave him out. It'll be embarrassing if you leaving him out. He all that over some pussy. Damn, that's like Anakin Skywalker type of shit. Shit.
Damn.
Shit. Destroy your whole race for some pussy.
But that's the like, that's the
pussy.
That's the tale of man since the beginning of time.
Nah, for real, you're not
age
wrong.
Age oldest time, man.
You know, you are so, not like, wrong.
That
all
say
over
nothing.
Some, all over some women, over some pussy. Over, you could keep your dick in
but
your
I'm,
pants.
But you know what? Though that's not over that. That's over that motherfucker's ego.
That too.
That's his ego telling him that he couldn't do no wrong and that he was bigger than the program. Literally, he was bigger than the program.
Yeah. And he thought he was untouchable.
That had nothing to do with pussy. Ordering a fucking plan B through DoorDash to the institution that you work at, that has nothing to do with pussy.
You couldn't even order it at a...
That has nothing to do... That is your ego.
That is your ego.
I hear what you're saying, right? But there was some pussy involved. Like, no, if you think...
Yes, what I'm saying. But he could have did that and ordered it straight to her apartment.
I hear you.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm just playing around.
The audacity of his mind frame to say, I could order it from DoorDash.
Yeah.
To the institution.
Yeah, I hear you.
To her desk and tell her to take this.
That's fucking crazy,
like, I'm puffed.
Bro.
Take that.
Ugh.
Yeah, that is nasty.
That is ego.
That is ego. He thought he can't get caught. He was thinking like a nigga. That's what it was, man. Thinking like a man. Niggas.
Yeah.
Well, they forced his ass out. Well,
now Michigan has, has the opportunity to do the funniest thing and one up Ole Miss, which is they can bring his wife in and she can be the one that puts his clothes out of his office.
You raggedy bitch.
Well, at least he got fired. Just reverse. Let's just switch gears and talk about someone that's retiring. John Cena.
It's too bad we can't see it.
I know, right? I really can't see it right now. As we're recording, it's going on right now.
Oh, shit.
As we are recording, John Cena, by the time you see this, John Cena would have had his final match ever. And he is officially retiring from wrestling. Round of applause.
Do we have to?
Yes.
All right, whatever, man. You know, I don't like you yelling at me.
Please.
All right, that's more like it. Good job.
I should make his ass
good job.
Go on that long-ass ramp.
From WrestleMania.
And then should make him do it to Word Life.
Word Life. This is basic thugonomics. Nah, this motherfucker, he said it back in December of last year that he said that this is going to be, like, 2025 is going to be my final year.
Yes, farewell tour.
It's Kobe farewell tour. That's what it was. And Triple H fucked that shit up.
Shit.
I could go on a whole rant about that, but y'all could go on YouTube and do your Googles on how he fucked it up, turning him heel, didn't have a plan, then turned him back into a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. That was, like, honestly, outside looking in, that was like one of the weirdest farewell tours that I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
Yeah.
Imagine almost as bad as Chris Paul. Yeah.
Yes. And what made it worse is he's doing interviews and he was telling WWE, he was going on there telling folks like, yeah, I when I presented this to WWE, I told him like, I could put my Hollywood career to the side for 1 year and just do over like 200 dates, do like more, like 100 or 200 dates and just really, really give the fans a farewell tour. WWE was like, nah, 35 nope. dates.
Nope.
And fans heard this like, wait, nigga, what? I heard that, like, nigga, you could have came to San Jose. You didn't come to San Jose. I was kind of mad about that. I really was.
Like, I get it.
Like, I get it.
You really didn't see him.
At all. You know, bad guy or not, I wanted to see him one last time. I'm like, the bitch. But
now you got to wait to see him in Fast and Furious.
That boy said, as soon as the bell rings, 1, 2, 3, win or not, I am done. I'm going to take out the jorts, the shirts, all the culture appropriation I did for the last decade. Am I lying?
Not at all.
Nope. I'm going to take all that off. I'm not wrestling. Next time you see me, I will be wearing a suit. And that's how you're going to be seeing me from now on. I am never wrestling again. And usually when wrestlers say that, they're lying because they still got that itch. Yep. He said flat out, I can't do it no more.
Nope.
And you feel me?
Oh, shit.
He said, I can't do this no more. And he is like, almost like he took a blood oath and said, I'm done.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know, because usually, and also like people like Austin and Rock, they kind of just fade off. They don't have no like farewell shit.
Yeah.
They kind of just fade off.
Yeah.
Ric Flair had a send off, and then a few months later, he was wrestling again. Hogan didn't know how to call it quits. He just.
Shit. He came back another way. Then he came back the old way.
See, I was going to say something that's more ruthless, but I'm going to keep that to myself.
Yeah, nah. I ain't going to do that. Yeah.
America forced him, the American way forced him out once and for all.
Anyway, I'm just gonna leave that alone. But yeah, he
showed people he was a real American.
American. What you gonna do? But yeah, man, like it's kind of surreal. I'm like, wow. And like Edgar told me, like, yeah, when this is over, your childhood's dead. And I was like, what? But then when you think about it, he's like the last real world champion that you actually cared about. Because knowing y'all don't care about Cody Rhodes like that.
Nah, but I'll be honest. I didn't care about Cena like that.
Yeah, no, because we
like I was already done. Like, you know what I mean? At that point.
Oh, yeah. Well, Austin, talk about Austin, The Rock. Yeah,
like, that was my, like, time.
Attitude Era was, you know what I mean? Kids.
I know. Yeah. But for me, I kept watching it over and over. I literally saw it evolve over the years to what it is now, which is just wild to see. And yeah, shout out to John Cena. Yeah. Hope you have a good retirement. People are crying and shit like that. Like, oh my God, you meant so much to me. Like, they literally doing like the Kobe shit. It's literally the Kobe shit.
He deserves it.
He really does. Because a lot of these wrestlers get this type of shit.
That's true.
They either die or they just keep trying
disappear.
To disappear. No, or they keep trying to relive that shit.
Yeah, or they go into like different promotions and shit like that overseas.
They want that feeling again, that drug of the adrenaline and shit.
The dopamine.
Exactly. Yeah. Cena's just like, I'm rich.
He said, I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, I'm rich. You know, so shout out to Cena, man. Oh yeah, shout out to The Rock. He's a Golden Globe nominator. He's a Golden Globe nominee for the Smashing Machine or whatever.
Nice.
That's what he
wanted. What the fuck is that?
It's that A24 movie he did.
Oh,
he's playing that MMA fighter. You didn't hear about that?
Nope.
Because they didn't promote it.
No, that's crazy. But oh well.
Shouts
out to him.
Yeah,
he was like a serious role and shit. He was playing himself. When you see
he always plays himself.
No, but this one he was really trying to play somebody else. But when I watched it just to see what he was gonna do. Because I'm thinking, okay, I will see you as the action dude. I'm gonna see you as Rock. It's Dwayne Johnson, the serious actor, and I just saw Dwayne Johnson.
No, you saw The Rock.
No. Like, I saw Dwayne Johnson. You saw
The Rock.
No, I saw Dwayne Johnson. There's a difference between The Rock and Dwayne Johnson.
So you saw, like, actually him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
No. What's the difference?
Well, the difference, The Rock.
It doesn't matter what the difference is.
It doesn't matter what the difference is.
Thank you for doing
it. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to John Cena. Now.
Shout out to 50, too.
Well, again,
trailer for Street Fighter came out.
Oh yeah!
Oh,
and shout out to Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. They're in that shit too.
Yeah,
and Jason Momoa. He's gonna play Blanca.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of strange. But
the trailer looks strange.
The trailer looks dope. I'll be honest with you. It looks more like cartoonish, kind of animated, the way it should be. Yeah, not like that other one.
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah, not like the other one.
This one looks very Hadouken.
Yeah. Like when I saw Cody as Guile and shit, they gave him the fucking high top and everything. I was like, oh, they're dead the fuck serious with this shit.
Yeah. And dog, I mean, the one thing that caught my attention, because Cody Rhodes, just the look of him really irritates me because of his eyes.
Yeah.
But it fits fucking Guile, bro. Yeah. Like, seriously. And they got
Roman Reigns playing Akuma.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, yeah. When I saw the little brief image they had of him, I'm like, this nigga looks crazy. And the poster they had of him, like, that nigga looks crazy.
Yeah, they gave 50 the authentic M.
Oh, yeah, who's he playing?
Balrog.
He actually looked like him too. Mm-hmm. Like, I was
saw a lot of people making fun of him for that, and I was like,
they don't play video games.
I was like, he's supposed to look like,
they don't know.
Like
they
Marlon Wayans, because him and Marlon Wayans been going back and forth over the Diddy shit, and Marlon Wayans tried to make fun of him, Ja Rule tried to make fun of him. Like, you niggas never played Street Fighter.
Right. I was like, well,
for real.
I thought this was acting. You're not supposed to look like yourself when. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Whatever, man.
You got it.
Yeah. You got that.
Those who know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of them.
And briefly on sports, when it comes to Brandon Ayuk, the Niners said, fuck out of here. Basically, right?
Yeah.
They pretty much said he's done for the year. He ain't coming back.
Physically unable to perform this or
something like
that.
Yeah, pretty much list. You just fuck out of here. Like, put all your shit to the garage. You can pick it up on your way out. Because they kept trying to hit him up. He just kept leaving them on red and just said, fuck y'all. So he's given up, what, $31 million?
More or less.
Shit.
Can I get like a chunk?
Right.
Just, you know, half a mil. I'm cool.
Shit. Hey, we were talking about this coming up here, Martin. It was like, no team's going to pay him that shit.
I can't see somebody paying him top billing like that.
Somebody will.
You think so?
Somebody going to get desperate.
Like who?
Somebody going to get an injury during the playoffs. So that's what you asked me
you
something
mean
right
the
now.
Playoffs? I'm talking about next season.
Okay, fam. You're asking me a question right now based off of what I believe is going to occur in the future that we haven't seen yet. I don't know. Mm. But this is how the NFL works. You need somebody that is going to perform. Ayuk has not played. He's going to be one of the freshest receivers that's going to hit the open market. A team is going to want a receiver that is going to be relatively fresh. Mm-hmm. Because you got to look at it. What does Stephon Diggs do? Stephon Diggs came off of an injury, and look what he's producing for the Patriots. Gave him top dollar.
But he wasn't coming off injury, though.
Yeah, he was.
He was? He
came off an injury from the Houston Texans. Wait, he got hurt at with the Texans.
I don't think his contract is like as massive, basically, as the way Ayuk's is, though, right now. That's what I'm saying.
It's never going to be as massive.
It's never going to be like that, but he's basically what I'm saying.
He's going to get paid. But his contract
He's going to get paid.
But his contract was never going to be as massive wherever he went afterwards. Yeah, so whether he finished it out here or whether he went... Whether he played somewhere else, it was never going to be as massive, but someone's going to pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's going
to
pay him.
No, someone will give him money to play a game. However, I'm saying my point is he's never going to see the type of money that he basically gave away.
Oh, but that,
you know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing. Nobody sees that ever again. After they signed the big...
But it's 1 year after signing that shit, dog. Right, you know what I mean? He would still continually be getting that right now if he didn't do what he did.
But once you sign your big contract, that's the reason why they say that's your big contract. Mm. Once you sign it, it's like leaving the lot. It's like leaving the lot with your brand new car.
Yeah.
Once you leave the lot,
yeah, it's already downhill from there.
What if he gets injured again? That's the other.
So that's
part.
What I'm saying. Mm. Once you sign that, once you sign your big contract, that's how teams view you.
Yeah.
He's got the big contract. Perform or don't perform. We'll get you, and now he has the opportunity to outdo another contract and then get paid a median in between that and a bare minimum would be at his for his vet's minimum, because he'd still get paid because he's been in the league for so long now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like he's going to be floating around somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, he wants to go to Washington, so...
If that's still where he wants to go, fuck it, man. Let him go.
Let him go. Well, that's just a damn shame. And then I'm thinking, like, what do we do?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know.
Something internally happened.
Yeah, something had to happen for him just to say, fuck all that money. I just don't want to play with none of y'all niggas no more. Kittle was just like, I guess. That was pretty much what he said. Like, you know, I have all the love for him. He's one of the best teammates I've played with, but damn, it sucks. you know? So, whatever. Shout out to Debo, just because. Anyway, we gotta have a dialogue.
We need to have a dialogue.
DJ Premier. Oh, well, you don't got that button, huh? You got the dung dung?
Oh no, I got rid of that one for the
I guess that. Bring your ass to the stand, DJ Premier.
See, I got rid of the fucking the lawyer shit.
Way too soon. We didn't expect this.
Yeah, nah, did not see this one coming.
Yeah, so Nas and DJ Premier finally dropped their most anticipated, longer rated album, the collab album that they've been talking about for decades. Like what, 20 years ish?
Oh, a little over 20 years.
Since what? Since it's fucking like it was written?
Since 03, I think it was.
Yeah. People been waiting for this shit. And
should have kept them waiting.
Because after what Hit-Boy did, it was high. The anticipation was high. The ball was high. Light Years, that's what the album's called. And
Light Years Behind.
If this shit dropped in 2003, 2004, sure, this would have been really good. But after hearing Nas over West Coast Production and other great production, let's put it to you this way. The beats on Stillmatic was better than the beats on this shit. Notice I didn't say King's Disease or Magic.
Yeah, nah.
I said Stillmatic and Godson. Those beats were better than what DJ Premier gave him. I mean, Nas was cool.
New York State of Mind 3 is just...
See Martin?
Yeah, and I know. I saw the text messages. I know what was talked about.
Wow, as in what? Wow, as in what?
I got nothing. It's just some shit.
I'm going to try to give some credence. I like Writers. I like Sons, Young Kings, you know? What's it called? I loved the bouquet to the ladies when he's shouting out all the women of hip-hop. Like, he literally shouts out damn near all the women.
That's what's up.
You know? I liked My Story, Your Story, and It's Time, and Third Childhood, which is a sequel to Second Childhood, which is the last track. Mm. That's where it stops. Everything else is just outdated beats by DJ Premier. They sound like, it literally sounds like it's from the 90s. I mean, people say this is who DJ Premier is, which is true, but he did not evolve at all. It's like the same shit. It's like the same gritty New York sound. I mean, if you're a fan of that, sure, but nah.
So I've been saying about Nas for years before we got with Hit Boy. It was like the beats. And truth be told, like, again, like Busby was saying, this really don't really fall on Nas, but again, it still falls on Nas because it's like you could have circled back Nas around. Project. Yeah.
Yeah, Hit Boy should have had his fingerprints on this shit, the guide premiere. That's how I feel about this. Because as soon as I was done listening to Light Years, I went to King's Disease 2 and turned on Rare. That shit sounded like, it sounded so refreshing than what I just heard. Then I went to Godson and turned on, what's it called? Made You Look? That sounded refreshing. I went to Life is Good, the Queen Store. That shit sounded good. And it's like, I'm looking at the common denominator. It is DJ Premier. Respectfully, my guy. Respectfully. I'm not going to say that. I was going to say something else. I won't leave that alone. I was going to say something else. I can't do that. DJ Premier, man. He's just outdated to me, man. Maybe just a few songs, but nah.
Damn, that's crazy. So I didn't listen to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Let me be honest with you. I got maybe up to track four, was it? Four or five, something like that? Ish, yeah. Like, you were in the car. That's literally the only time that I played it. I was kind of going through it just to, you know, whatever, right? And the first two, I was like, oh, shit, okay. I fuck with it. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily my style of music, but I understood what they were doing, right? Whatever. Get to New York State of Mind. And mind you, I already knew what y'all thought because I saw your text messages. I was like, all right, whatever, okay. So then I hear the sample and I'm like, okay, this sample is trash. Like the original, like the opening
the
sample.
The Billy Joel
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. I was like, this sample is trash. Then it flips and I was like, complete opposite of what you thought and what you thought. The hook, like the verses sounded clean as fuck to me.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
the beat. No. When I'm talking about, right now, I'm strictly talking about Sonics. This is the first time I'm listening to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's all I'm catching is the Sonics. Mm-hmm. I caught the cadences to go with, I understood how it coincided pretty much, like the verses with the beat, right? The verse on the beat sounded clean as fuck. It's when it got to the hook that it throws you off. I think, personally, that's what I think happened to you guys. You know what I mean? Because, like, it's more, it's just the song playing. It's not necessarily, like, no pitch down, no, what do you call it? No chop at all. It's just strictly the original song playing. And I think that's what fucked with you guys on that one, personally. Me, I was like, oh, this shit's cool. I understood what he was doing.
I never even made it to the hook.
You never got to the hook? The hook, the hook was the opening. It was the opening.
Well, I couldn't tell because I never made it to the hook of the song is what I'm saying. Because I didn't play this album all the way through. I was just skimming through tracks.
Oh, yeah. No, me too.
So, that's like, what I'm saying. So like, I was just going, like, so four. I couldn't tell you like what the breakdowns was. I was just listening just to like, okay, I just want to hear so I go through it. Whatever the hell was playing for that 30 to 45 seconds I played through it, I was just like, the fuck is this?
I don't know, man. I think maybe you should probably give it another run. Honestly, like, just not necessarily as like knowing where the production for Nas has been recently, but just like listening to it just as a strict, like as a hip hop album, like just strictly as that. Yeah, I know it's hard to like forget stuff or whatever, but if you just like isolate this one, I think you would probably enjoy it. Not necessarily to the degree that I probably will, but you would probably enjoy it. Cause like you'll be able to understand like the sounds and the things that he's going for. You, on the other hand, you just have this ear, and I've said this a billion times. You have this ear for shit that's like mass production. Like you like that rich production,
I guess.
And that's the reason why you don't fuck with this.
No, I like DJ Premier. I do like some of his beats. Cool. I love, but then that's hearing cool. what he was doing. Because I like Prime, the one with Royce.
Yeah.
I love that album.
Yeah.
This one, it just sounds like he just didn't evolve. That's how it sounds. That's how this album sounds.
Like, honestly, I have no issue with that. I like personally, I have no issue with that. Yeah. I know what I'm getting out of Premiere.
Yeah, that's how you know what I'm saying. I felt I knew what I was getting out of Premiere, but then when I just heard how he was just still just stuck on that '90s sound, I was like, "You're really just gonna stay true to who you are?" I'm like, "Sure."
Is that not what
I'm like, sure,
you're supposed
I know.
To do?
I know. I get it. But
nah, like that's the thing about and to say that he's stuck on that 90s sound is crazy when you consider the fact of how he like manipulated the samples. Like he's doing that shit with today's technology.
No, he keeps it old school.
No, you can hear it, dog. I can hear it.
You can hear it, but from like, what I've seen, how he makes beats, he even said it, like he still keeps it old school.
Oh, no,
how he does it.
The way he does it?
Yeah.
Yes, the way he does it is the way he does it. For example, like the last, what was it, 3-4 beats that I sent you that I've made?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of has like a, what do you call it? I have my own recipe for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can kind of tell that they kind of go together.
Yeah, yeah.
But the sound of them is different in each one. Like even the newest one you said was smooth, right?
Yeah.
The one before that was not smooth.
Yeah.
That shit was just like, it was just a slap. You know what I mean? Like, it's more so like along those lines. He's doing the shit. He's doing, as far as the samples go,
yeah,
he's doing everything with today's technology, mm-hmm. today's shit.
Yeah.
But his patterns and the way he's going about it, like, you could tell it's still the way he started off.
I hear you on that. Nas was great. That's all I'm going to say. Nas was rapping his ass off. It was literally the beats. And I'm just like, why are you giving JC ammo? That's what I thought to myself when I was listening to it. Like, nigga.
See, I don't feel that way. I really feel like you need to listen to it more.
No.
No, you refuse to because it's not your style of shit. I understand that. But I'm saying, though, like, that's what I'm saying. I think you need to listen to it more.
I'll try. I will try. Yeah. But no.
Listen to it on that flight to Atlanta.
I'll just go to King's Disease.
See?
Because I'm telling you, it sounded so refreshing. It sounded so refreshing.
You know more or less the type of production that's on this album, right? More or less.
Oh, I mean, yeah. But again, this is, I'll be honest. This is the one where I'm just like, have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no reason to revisit this.
But I'm
no
saying though, like you get it though. Like it's a sample and it's drums and that's it, right? Yeah, versus with King's Disease. What type of instrumentals are you getting on there?
Yeah, you're getting
like that rich, full. That's
you're getting a sonic production.
That's exactly you know what I mean. That's exactly what I'm getting at.
But that's what I wanted to. I want Nas on a.
That's crazy.
I want Nas on overall
that type of production. Yeah. Like Hit Boy's fingerprint should have been on here. Is what I'm trying to say. Him and DJ Premier should have collabed on this.
That would have been cool to hear sonically. I'll give you that.
He would have brought that richness out,
but. From what I heard from this, I fuck with it. I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Shout out to Nas. Strictly Nas.
You're such a hater, bro.
I'm just saying, dog. Well, having said all that, all the movies that done come out, all that shit, people like, what's it called? Hollywood's hating on sinners. I don't know if y'all have noticed this shit.
Nah.
Yeah.
Variety, Rolling Stone, and a few other platforms have outlets have done the end of the year list of movies, and a majority of them, well, not a majority of them, like the main ones, like Variety and Rolling Stone, they didn't list Sinners at all.
That's crazy.
They just sent Christopher Nolan out.
Well, Christopher Nolan
that's how bad it got. Christopher Nolan had to come out and basically was like, fuck y'all. Like,
because happened was that
this is cinema. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
No, he said it in the most nicest way possible. Because,
that's why I said that he basically had to come out and say, fuck y'all, this is cinema. What the fuck is wrong with motherfuckers?
He did a sit down with Ryan Coogler because they had a showing of the 70mm of Sinners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Ryan, and what's his name? Christopher Nolan actually gave him advice on how to film the shit. And he got that other movie, Odyssey, coming out next year. So they showed like a 5-minute trailer with Sinners.
Mm.
And he basically said that Irish scene, you know, when they're all river dancing and shit like
that. Yeah,
he said that was one of the greatest musical scenes that he has ever seen since Singing in the Rain. That's what he said. He said something like that. Basically, what he was saying was he was basically looking at the Academy like, you better give this nigga these awards for this shit. So, yeah, and a lot of these, and when I look at the people that are like dissing Sinners, not dissing it, but not giving it its proper credit, because or they put it on their list and they put it at number 25. Like, they won't, like...
I mean, versus all the shit that came out this year, I wouldn't put it that low. Like, that's crazy. Just saying, even though, like, I don't look at it in the sense, like, that you got... Like, to me, it's not the best movie of the year. I don't even know what it is, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of the better movies. I'll give you that. But, like, I wouldn't necessarily... Like, it should be top 5, top 10. You know what I mean? At the very lowest.
These niggas put it at number 20 or 17 and shit like that.
That's crazy.
And I'll be looking at it like, I know what the fuck y'all doing. And Michael B. Jordan got nominated for Best Actor at the Golden Globes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, none of the women, though, which is trash.
Well, I mean, none of the women were technically, like, lead roles. If anything, they'd be, like, supporting actors.
None of them got nominated, that's what I'm saying. Huh. But I know Josh Allen saw that spit scene and was like, no.
You are still not over that.
And then he got him knocked up. You didn't see the story? He's not knocked up.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what I'm saying.
He impregnated her.
Yeah, he saw that.
He's having a kid with her.
He saw that.
Yeah, like it's not just knocked up. We need to teach you manners, bro. Knocked up. Shit.
I mean, hey, congratulations.
You know, what the nasty man in Michigan did was knocked up.
Yeah, that was some knocked up shit, yeah.
This man impregnated his wife.
His wife. That man said, oh, no. He's like, oh, no. And he looked at Michael B. Jordan like, oh, no.
Motherfucker, I'm Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills.
I am Josh Allen.
I may fuck up in January, but around here it means something between August and December, motherfucker.
I had a dirty joke, and I'm going to leave that alone. It's Illy time.
Motherfucker, do you hear Chris Collinsworth call my name out 4 times a year? Now this is a guy.
Patrick Mahomes, you know. You kids can't do that, Patrick Mahomes. Fuck him.
Shit.
I mean, I'm doing it for him. I mean, he has to hate him.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
They lost again, by the way.
Patrick Mahomes here.
Tiny ho, Patrick Mahomes here.
Anyways,
this is the 2025 Illies, the best of the year. Time to give out some awards because we haven't been doing that lately. So we back. Martin brought it back. And now we're going to list off home teams or whatever, but we're going to list off the rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. There's AG Shaka. Or Chika.
AZ Chika.
And all that bitch complaining he did for sinners. Now people disrespecting sinners and we're already off to a bad start.
Then there's Big X the Plug. Then there's Kari. Then Miles Minnick. And then Ravon. And who we thought was going to be the rookie of the year after all the nominations? Ravon. He had a great year. Set it off with the battle and shit with Joey Badass and shit like that. And he kept it hip-hop. And
a hell of a mixtape. Yep. The good, the bad, the dollar menu. Shit was fucking amazing.
You know, he did get quiet after the battle, though. He's been very, very quiet for the rest of the year. But, man.
Hopefully he's working.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why. Top probably put him on timeout.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, when you're a rookie, you don't necessarily have to be a... You don't have to do MC or MVP moves.
Yeah.
You got to make a... carve out a lane for yourself to let people know that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
He did that.
He really did. Shout out to Ravon. Now, since we're in the Yay area, you got the gotta add that part.
He said, you're gonna get the and I was like, you the horn?
The air horn. It's called an air horn.
I mean, you know. We got the home turf artist of the year. And nominations for the boy. Bitch, I'm the boy. Who the fuck is you, nigga? Oh, come on. Then Kaylani, because, she told me that's how you're supposed to say her name now.
Yep.
Kaylani.
That's how you've been supposed to say it.
I know. Mm-hmm. We've been saying Kalani this whole time.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Larry June. Good job, Larry. Lil Russell and Miles Minnick. And the winner... Martin, you're going to be happy. Say the winner. Say why he's the winner.
Say why the winner? Okay, well, let's see. He dropped two amazing albums. Hold up. Who's doing this? Me or you?
I don't know.
Okay, it's me. Dropped two amazing albums. One of them is up there. You might see it behind Busby.
Good job, Larry.
And let's be real. With everything that he jumped, because I listened to Larry crazily. Mm-hmm. All right, whatever. Everything that he's jumped on has been fucking solid this year. Everything that he's put out has been fucking amazing this year. Like his own projects, I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Not only that, the clothing line.
Yep.
He's got, you know what I'm saying? He's got his, the tours are going crazy. The fucking show he put out here in San Jose is Larry Jones. Good job, Larry.
Suck it to me.
Suck it to me, baby.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. I want to give an honorable mention to LaRussell because he had a really great year.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
He is loyal to the store from Vallejo.
Mm-hmm.
He is Mr. Viral. He makes everything from his house. He has a whole bunch of creatives, instrumental people, like mm-hmm. a whole orchestra mm-hmm. at his house. He had Lil Jon show up there and literally from scratch do a whole video. Do like, not just film a video, but just made a whole song. Literally from scratch.
Yeah. Or at least, I mean, everybody does, but he actually, like, recorded it being made and shit. You right. know what I mean? So it's pretty cool.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. And he films his videos. He has Snow the Product out there. He mm-hmm. had Bun mm-hmm. B out there. He mm-hmm. literally...
Lil Jon.
I said Lil Jon.
Oh, okay.
And he performed out here in San Jose, too. And I remember my
music
boy...
Music in the Park.
And my boy Lamar hit me saying, yo, I think we got our Kanye. That's what he called him, the Kanye. Musically.
No, even then, I mean, I wouldn't put him in that lane.
That's what
Kanye
he called
is more
him.
Of a producer, whereas LaRussell's a rapper.
Like an it was just rapper. Soulful how he was, because he brought up.
If you're talking about like that, like the feeling.
Yes.
Okay, I get
that's
that.
That's what he meant.
I get that.
And I was just like, okay. And he dropped a lot of music this year.
Well, he always drops a lot of music, but it's just he don't really put it out to streaming a whole lot.
Yeah, he is very self-made.
Yeah.
And DIY pretty much. And mm-hmm. I give him all the credit. I can't wait till I hear like the first official album because he dropped a whole lot of mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing that's really just cohesive that really shows who he truly is.
Right.
So I'm going to be a lookout on him for next year.
Oh, definitely.
You know, shout out to Lil Russell. Now, producer of the year. We got LA's very own, even though he sounds like he's from New York, he's from LA. Alchemist. And we got Metro Boomin once a moment, nigga.
Who's actually from St. Louis, but sounds like he's from Atlanta.
You feel me? And you got Pharrell, not Neptune's, he's from Saturn now.
Yeah.
You got Soundwave. I don't know what his sound is.
His sound is just fucking the wave.
Hey. then, of course, Tyler, the Creator. Mm-hmm. And when we all just put our heads together, we all said, it's Alchemist.
I mean, the guy has just been dropping albums, bro.
After albums. He did that. He said he had that Erykah Badu album that was supposed to come. Never showed up, but he still dropped that record.
Yeah, there's still one record they popped out from that.
Exactly.
Then he had the one with Hit-Boy. He had the one with Larry June and 2 Chainz.
Alfredo, too.
Alfredo.
Gibbs too.
Yeah, like he just been dropping fucking major shit.
A lot of shit, man. Alchemist, one of the best producers out here, man. Eminem, please rap with him, please. Over his production. God damn it. Shit. Anyway, R&B Artist of the Year. A lot of great R&B dropped this year.
Definitely.
A lot of great R&B. Because you got Giveon. Not Omarion, but Giveon. Yeah, Giveon. You had Kehlani.
Stop it.
Song of the year.
What the song Easily. Of the year? You got Leon Thomas, then you got Mariah the Scientist, and then they.
I don't know if that deep, but
why would you say it like
that's
that?
How I call they, you know. Oh, no, it's not, they is they, but now they're they.
Yeah. You're talking about they. Like, them niggas over there. No, these is they.
Well, period.
They.
And go ahead and say the winner, JC.
It's that guy, Leon Thomas, man.
Right. Yes. Still riding high off Mutt. And
yeah, another joint that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
The Heel. Not Heel.
That EP shit?
The EP that he dropped. Ooh. Yeah, that EP was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Heel. That's what it's called. It was pretty good.
Hell yeah.
That was really fucking good, man. And he got nominated for a Grammy, nominated for Album of the Year. Even though he has R&B song, even though he's nominated for R&B Song of the Year, honorable mention has to go to Kehlani for Folded.
I mean, see, that's the reason... Like, we had to put her in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
She belongs there because that song just, it created a moment, really. I mean,
yeah,
we
literally.
Got everybody jumping on the shit.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't no way she was, I mean, no offense, right? She's not going to win that when you got people like Leon Thomas, Giveon. Like, these projects were fucking amazing.
And the fact that she held on and she only pushed Folded for this whole year, that showed how much restraint she had, because she really is confident in her album. Yeah. And the fact that Folded had that much life throughout the whole year, and the remixes she had with Brandy and Toni Braxton and Neo and shit and Tank. Hey, man. And JoJo. That was some good shit.
That's scary, because that tells you that that's an old school rollout for an R&B.
Very old school.
For an R&B album. Mm-hmm. That means that is a scary R&B album coming on the way.
Coming on the way next year, 2026. So
shout out to both them, or shout out to all the R&B artists nominated. But, you know, as we said, Leon Thomas.
Leon Thomas, baby. Now, Femcee of the Year. Of course, it was named the five of them. So we got Cardi B. Then we got Gorilla. And then Ken the Man. How do you say her name?
Monaleo. Yeah.
And then Pluto. Great women. But there can only be one. Kind of wanted to fight a little bit, but I get it. Gorilla! Gorilla! She had a great year. Mm-hmm. She really did have a good year. Her album was pretty good. Nominated for Best Rap Album.
Yep.
Glory. Yeah, it's called Glory. Yeah.
Or Gloria.
Gloria.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of her records were popping this year. It literally lasted throughout the entire year and shit like that. She had a pretty good year.
There's no disputing the year that she had.
She was on Sticky. And then what was that Travis Scott record?
Truth be told, honestly, I mean, if you... Only because of the releases that she really had, she really could have been Rookie of the Year.
She really could have.
If you really wanted to be off of technicality. But because there was all your familiarity with her, I mean, you know, we bypassed it. But hell of a, if you're going off technicality, hell of a fucking debut Rookie Year.
Really, though.
Just off of that.
No, definitely.
Like, everything with her just hit.
Honorable mention also to me, even though she's not listed on here. What the hell? Your phone on silent.
That's not my phone. That's my computer. Turn your computer on silent. Like going crazy right now.
They calling me. To come back to the streets.
Dang. I'm calling you. Even though she's not listed on here, this is just technically from me. Honorable mention would be Megan Thee Stallion. She was dropping a lot of records this year. What did she drop? She dropped music.
What did she drop?
You know what she
dropped.
There's
one song, and it's the same thing. Like, but it didn't have the effect that freaking Kehlani shit did.
Oh no, of course.
That's what I'm saying. She dropped one song, bro.
And then she was still active though.
She dropped one song, dog.
And a lot of ass.
She was yeah, that's true. But she dropped one song and she was active in the fucking in the courts. Like, that's it.
I get you. Still want to give her props, though, and the ass. Because, you know, last time I didn't want to give her props on the ass, everyone got mad at me. So I'm going to give her props on the ass and take
nobody
it away.
Nobody got mad at you, dog. Yeah,
they did.
No, are you lying?
Nobody here got mad at you.
No one here got mad at here? You. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Oh, wait.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Now, for the male MC, well, like you call it, MC of the year.
Right.
Because you spelled Femcee with an F. F-E-M-C.
I was like, wait, you're supposed to spell Femcee with an F. Wait, what?
What do you mean?
No, that's how you know it, the F-E-M-C.
Yeah, I put the M and the C together on purpose. Like, that's the reason why I cut it off.
It was just funny how it's spelled. But yeah. Now, for MC of the year, for the male, I had a fight with this, but first is Tyler, the Creator. Larry June, J.I.D., Kendrick Lamar, of course, and Clips. I had to fight for that because people, they wanted to put Malice and shit like that. I was like, no, not Malice.
Well, first of all, I don't know why you said it out of order. I got everything lined up in alphabetical order, motherfucker.
Just go with it. Because I was just trying to build it up.
Anywho.
Anyway, like I was saying, a lot of people were just, they wanted to give Malice the fucking, you know, his own sector because he had the best, arguably the best verses on the albums and all the features and shit like that. But I'm like, no, you have to have the entity. Clips are one. Even though they're two, they're one, him and Pusher. So if one person's MVP, he has to be MVP too, Pusher T. But they're not MVPs. That goes to Kendrick Lamar.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
You thought.
You thought, didn't you? You thought so, huh?
Ah, shit.
Why is he the MVP, fellas?
Why is he the MVP?
Oh, shit.
Okay, so why Kendrick is the MVP? Because motherfucking GNX, that's why.
Because he good.
It doesn't matter why.
Nah, man, I mean, shit, his shit was chart-topping the whole fucking year. Oh, basically shit. Ran the whole year since it dropped in November of last year. Oh, it ran the whole year until Clips finally decided to pop out.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, dog, all we had was GNX for basically the majority of the year.
Shit, that was funny. Basically, what he said. You know, yeah, so that goes to album of the year, which was either Alfredo 2, God Does Like Ugly, Life Is Beautiful, Let God Sort Them Out, or GNX.
And I'm gonna tell you what, it wasn't gonna be God Does Like Ugly for me.
The album just GN. If y'all want to argue because the album dropped last year in November of 2024, that's not a year. It just turned a year old this year.
And we hit you with technicalities over here, buddy.
Yes, we do. Bitch, GNX is number one.
And we didn't do the Illies last year, buddy. No allegedly's over here, motherfuckers.
And the winner is GNX.
Shit. My stomach hurt. Oh shit, that was funny. Yeah, Kendrick Lamar. Just the winner on everything. And then MVP. So, you would think it would be Kendrick, but...
Okay, wait. Let's actually you go in order. Let's go laugh. In order, and then let's also
you do it.
Give the reason why, okay?
I'll read it.
JC, go for it.
2025 MVP nominees. We have Alchemist for his production throughout the year.
Yes.
Clips for the rollout into the album, Let God Sort Him Out.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Badass, because he... kept the spirit of hip-hop alive with his Battle Royale throughout the year. Kendrick Lamar, because of the Immaculate Tour that just wrapped up in GNX. And then we have Nas for his overall executive mind with the label Mass Appeal. Now, who wants to take the close out with this?
Who do y'all think it is?
Yeah, who does everybody think it is?
If you're thinking what we're thinking,
guns up.
That was funny. Ooh, shit. If you think it's Clips, you think it's Clips. You think it's Kendrick. Maybe. Possibly. No, it's Nas.
Do you think it's Maury?
Oh, shit. Yeah, nah, it's Nas, man. I mean, when you consider...
It's not like, Jeff Premier.
Haters. When you consider all he did with, like, with hip-hop legends, just putting out album after album after album after album with the Mass Appeal label, bringing people back, you know, and post... Was it posthumously?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The, like, dog, this shit...
With Mobb Deep, it's not and even close. What's his name? Big L and shit like that. Yeah. Nas did, he did the God's work. People were saying that hip-hop was dead. No, Nas made sure hip-hop was alive and well. Brought back Rakim. Rakim dropped an album this year, too, right?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
And
yes, he did.
Fucking Children's Story. Slick Rick dropped an album.
Yep.
Ghostface Killah. De La Soul, Ghostface Killah. Nas and DJ Premier, for better or for worse, came together to drop their shit.
And even in, when people were saying, yeah, hip-hop is dead, and I was just like, hey, funny you say that. I'm going to drop two post-op albums just to show you that shit is well alive.
Yeah.
And it actually sounds like the motherfuckers dropped today.
Yes. Except for, you know,
Snap.
But, man, that's the Illies. And honorable mention, we got to get honorable mention in. Of course, the clips for how they rolled out the album for Let God Sort Them Out. Yeah,
bringing back a rollout was, that was pretty amazing.
That was really amazing. Yeah. And honestly, if we were assholes, you already know who MVP could have been.
It very easily could have been Kendrick.
Again, I mean, come on, do we have to list it again like we always have to do?
Nah, seriously.
I mean, the year's over, so we might as well remind y'all what happened. And...
Oh, we could have been bigger assholes. Could have created one new award this year.
We could do it right now.
Call it the PAN Award.
The what?
The PAN, P-A-N Award.
P-A-N?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Phony ass. And then you figure out the rest. Phony ass. Yeah.
You mean the B-A-N Award?
That too.
That goes, man. You gotta mention that nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. See,
we could have. But we've already
because all kinds of history really was made this year.
A lot of history, literally. Like we could have
called it the Judges Award.
The Judges Award. The L of the L Award.
The L of the year.
The L of the century. Nah, I mean,
could have called it JC's Litigan Award.
And that's what it gets.
Lit again. Hey. I mean, let's refresh how Kendrick's year went. First, he won 5 Grammys for a diss track. Then he performed that diss track at the Super Bowl. Then he had a number one record with Luther.
For 13 weeks.
What else? Then he went on a stadium tour.
Nothing Was the Same had 13 tracks on it.
Hey.
And Nothing Was the Same has been since then.
And he just wrapped up that tour right now. As soon as we're done with this.
Could have called it Nothing Was the Same Award.
The Nothing Was the Same Award.
Mm.
And what else did he drop? And then he got nominated for 8 Grammys. 9 Grammys, I think. He won an Emmy. Just winning. It was the biggest victory lap.
And non-stop.
And hip-hop was in disarray because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop was literally in disarray this whole year. Hip-hop was in disarray.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to scramble. They kept making excuses for Drake. You had the academics talking. 21 Savage. Oh, yeah. 21 Savage dropped an album.
I ain't getting to listen.
And I'm not going to listen.
Neither am I.
Because the reason why it's not because of that nigga was on there. It's because the shit he said in that interview.
Yep.
What did he say? I didn't know. Well, I dream of that. I didn't know.
What's that dude's name? The one that Young Thug talked to?
I don't know.
Big Bank, is it?
Big Bank, yeah.
Is that his name?
One of those.
Something like that.
It was the same person that Young Thug talked to.
Okay.
And the title of the album is called What Happened to the Streets. That's what the album's called.
Irony.
And on that track, he has a song on there with Drake.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Metro Boomin's on the album too, but it's on a separate track called, and it's like Protect the Gang or something like that. It's
Gang Over Everything.
Gang Over Everything, and then you have his op on another track.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
We knew that was coming.
So he did an interview with them, and he talked about Drake, of course, 21 Savage. We'll wrap it on this note.
21.
And he was basically giving Drake leeway, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much said that, but then he was saying it because I could tell he is Drake's friend. Because he told Drake at the beginning, after Like That came out, don't do it. He told him, do not engage with Kendrick because you're going to lose. But the way he worded it, saying you're going to lose either way.
Yeah, it was a lose-lose situation, basically.
Basically, because they say if you win, people are going to look at you like you're the evil person. That's what he said. And then he also said,
This nigga gonna die.
Yeah. then he kept saying that the battle was rigged. But that's not what perturbed me about what 21 Savage said. What perturbed me is that when he was talking about the battle, he was going like, he said, I don't really care about rap like that. Like, I don't care about rap like that. Like, I do, but I don't. Basically saying he doesn't take his rap career, he doesn't take the art form serious like that. He looks at, from what I gathered when he said that, he looks at it as a lick. He said Kendrick and Meek Mill and all of them, they're real MCs. I don't take rap serious like that.
Nope.
I appreciate that.
He was honest.
I appreciate that, but at the same time, now I know to avoid his music personally. Like, I can speak for myself like I always do.
As soon as he
says to that shit, no more.
I'm not going to do that because Waka Flocka said the exact same thing years ago, and I still bump Waka Flocka.
Yeah, I don't listen to Waka neither, though. So I mean, that's fair. I did give him props on the Metro Boomin shit. He just happened to be on there.
Yeah.
Other than that,
man, that's fair. Listen to his shit. But I don't put stock in that for myself because a lot of artists have said that before. And like, I just know how to listen to them moving forward. Like, I don't, like, it's not like I'm going to, like, go out of my way to do it unless it's somebody that I've already listened to on that kind of realm before. It'd be so much different if it was, you know, like that, but it is what it is.
It irritated me a bit. Let's put it to you that way. I'm like, oh, so you really don't take this serious. Like, and I liked his previous albums. That's the other thing. And I was like, and he sounded like he was getting better.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me you don't care about rapping like that. Now, I might perturb it wrong because maybe he's just saying, like, I don't care about rap enough to go on a back and forth with you. You know what I mean? On some rapping, like, I don't care to do it like that. I just want to do my music and mind my business no matter what. Maybe that's how he looks at it. But either way, that just tells me you don't take your fucking music serious.
Yeah.
So why should I take you serious? And that's a damn shame because I kind of liked them. Help J. Cole get a Grammy, too. That's another sad part.
For real, though.
And he sounded like he cared, but, you know.
Conversely, shout out Pooh Shiesty.
Oh, yeah.
That shit go hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than that, that's all I want to get off my chest. Like, whatever, nigga. I like Pusha T said, I don't like rappers that don't rap. And that's how I want to end 2025. Get them niggas the fuck away from me. You know, feel me? Right. So before we wrap up, do some predictions. How far do you think the Niners are getting?
Man, I don't want to do this. Hey, man. I said fucking 9-10 wins. We're on the precipice of that.
Yeah, there's going to be 10 wins, and then what? How far do you think we're going to make in the playoffs? That's when we get back. What team are we going to be? Choose, Martin.
I'm thinking we might get to, like, the divisional round. I can't see it any further than that.
I couldn't see Luka going to the Lakers.
I know. I can't see a lot of things, but at the same time, that's why I don't want to do this.
I hope for the best. How about your Lakers? Hoping
for the best, for sure.
How about y'all Lakers?
It's too early to tell.
Like I've been saying for the longest.
Get rid of...
There's a 6'9 mountain in the way. Got to climb over that thing. You know? Get over it.
Too early to tell. Still got a trade deadline to get through. Still got buyouts to go through.
Yeah, true. It's true. Like the season really hasn't even started yet.
When does it really start?
Christmas.
Christmas is when it really gets going.
Like, yeah.
Christmas is kind of like opening day as far as
we see. Kind of like how Thanksgiving is for NFL, huh?
Not necessarily. For Thanksgiving in the NFL, you're kind of like, that's where like the playoff picture gets a lot more clear.
True.
This is like, Christmas is like the start of the season.
And then when fucking the All-Star break comes, that's when it's like go time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, fellas, this is the last episode of the year. Any last thoughts before we get to 2026?
Like, watch TV again.
He's all free.
Yeah. You can catch up on all the shows and shit.
Yep.
I probably will catch up on Power. I'll probably catch up on Power. I can't wait for Welcome to Derry, the finale. I wish I could talk to you guys about it, but you guys haven't watched it. I mean, me and Matt watched it, but we can't really spoil it because you guys haven't watched it. It's white problems, but it's really black problems.
And I would fight you.
Yeah.
Some things ain't never going to change. No. With that said, take it easy.
You can always follow us on Twitter. This is episode 331. This is the Illies. You can always follow us on that Twitter or the X at Mr. Busby for lowercase 08. You can follow us on Theological SP. You can always follow us on Instagram at Theological Sense. And of course on the Facebook. And of course on the YouTube. Just like and subscribe, leave comments. You know the deal, Leo.
And on all social media, you can follow me at JC No
Hats.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Everybody be safe out there. Love on your peoples.
And John Cena tapped out.
Damn, that's crazy. Told you I wasn't going to see
you. Oh, shit. And they're booing Triple H.
Fumbled it at the very
Nick. I just got that notification.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Well, definitely love on your people.
Shout out to John Cena.
They will not love on you at the end.
Why did he do that? Why did he book that? Fuck Triple H, dog. I was going to let that sink in, but what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I'm glad
I didn't watch that. That made me
like
mad.
I was saying last episode, if you're able to take care of some people, you know, during the holiday season, by all means, help those that are less fortunate.
Why did he do that?
Help those that are less fortunate to you.
Sorry.
Damn, they fucked
like
that
Busby.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Big Busby problem.
That's all I got, man. Damn. Hey, I hope you're having a better holiday season than fucking John Cena. God.
No, he's done. That's how you end it?
Yeah.
That's how you have him never give up and you have him tap out. I didn't watch it. I just saw the notification from Bleacher Report. John Cena tapped out. I was like, oh.
Now, with that said, you can follow me on all my socials at MacFly408.
I'm not even a Cena fan. That's just the fucking principle. Go on.
I got music out. Stream that shit.
What the fuck?
And just like that, we out for 2025.
Nah, we ain't out yet.
Bye. Word life.
Word life. Or like Cena, like, you know, when he puts these up, like he's in a gang.
Whatever, man.
What the
Peace.
Fuck? Peace. What the fuck?